Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Dating Diaries with Raquel
and Brittany. Say it right.
All right, Miss Brittany, how are you tonight?
Better than I was last time.
Oh, well, you look awesome. You look great. You look like you have a lot of good energy tonight.
I do. I'm
a
hungover, so that's a good thing.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah.
Well, tonight we have an awesome topic. Tonight we're going to be talking about dating younger men.
And, Pampers.
No, hold up. I want to ask you, do you think dating a younger man is a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh my gosh. Personally, I think it's not the greatest thing. Personally, from my own experience, it was not. It didn't turn out too well.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I mean, when you say young, what are we talking about young? Like, what is the age gap?
Well, okay. So, for example, myself, I would consider somebody, because I am in the 50s now. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I would
golden
think
age.
Golden age. I am a golden girl. And I think somebody in my 20s, somebody in my 30s, that is too young for me. Now, What I would date is somebody who's either 5 years younger than me or 5 years older than me.
So it depends.
That's my range right there.
Okay.
But I would date somebody who is older, but not that much older, because there's so many things, you know, that you have to consider if you want to date an older man. So for you, I wanted to know, What do you think? I mean, what is too young for you?
Ooh, okay. So, I mean, I am 36. So for me, young would be anybody in their 20s. I don't care if you're 29. If you're in your 20s, heck no. Why? Because I feel like they're so immature. Oh my God, no.
So, and you say that from experience, right?
Yes. Let me tell you about Pampers.
Okay.
So that's obviously not his real name. Whose mama names their kid Pampers? That'd be hilarious.
Nobody.
So this is a young guy. So I met him when I was 33.
Mm-hmm.
So he was 20. I want to say 23 at that time.
All right.
Okay. So I found him on this dating app. Girl, you know me and dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But so I met him on this
dating
app.
So let me ask you this. What attracted, what is it that you liked about
him? His baby face was so cute. He had the cutest. Oh, gosh. You know me about teeth. He had the beautiful smile.
Right.
Oh, and then he has like this preppy look about him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, girl. You know what? His energy. This guy we could have the whole entire night. It could be 3 a.m. mm-hmm. and we still party. I'd be like, okay, I'm old, dude. I need to take a nap. But he was like, no, we gotta go dance.
That's a good thing about young guys. They do have a lot of energy.
Their stamina is amazing.
Yes, of course. Ooh, sure he, yeah.
So Pampers. So I met him online and we hit it off because he was a jokester, super funny, you know. And so we went on our first date, and oh my God, I don't know, the first time I saw him is like chemistry just hit it off. We hit it off right away. I felt like I knew this guy for the longest, right?
Okay, so you liked the way he looked. You liked his personality. The chemistry was there.
It was fire.
Okay.
Dude. It was like the best.
And there was a 20-year or 10 age difference, right?
It was like it was about 6 to 7 year difference. 6 year difference. At that time, I didn't think anything of it. But what time? Because obviously I'm always going to be older than him. So what my insecurities came were when we would go out, they thought I was his aunt or
people would say that.
Yes, because he looked young. He had a baby face. So I got a lot of like, oh, are you his aunt? didn't. I'm like, no, I'm his date. And younger women would hit on him, and I would get really insecure about that.
In front
that.
Of you? They were dating?
Yes, in front of me. It was just so awkward, and they were his age, and they were really pretty girls, too, on top of that. So it was this insecurity that, you know, I saw the younger girls were hitting on him. And then also, I think another thing that was kind of a negative when you date younger guys, especially depending on your age, is younger guys want children. A lot of a lot of them want to build a family. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't in a place, and I'm still not wanting to have any more kids, but he had no kids. I have one. He's never been married. I mean, they're still kind of like in the stages of like building something new. And there was nothing new that I would experience with him that I already I haven't done before.
That's the thing. You bring the experience, you bring the wisdom, and he brings the energy, he brings the fun.
I agree, but how much of it does that make them? I think he didn't feel like a man when I brought the experience, when I brought the...
He didn't feel like a man?
No, he didn't, and he would tell me. So I'm like, there's benefits to dating a young guy. Is like they're still fun to hang out. They still have this positive outlook in life. They're still not realistic about what shit is about. Like, they're like, oh, these dreams and hopes. And I'm like, wait till you hit in your mid-30s and you're going to realize those hopes and dreams are not that realistic. Uh-huh. But I really enjoy the fact that he was like super hopeful.
He seemed like a sweet guy.
He was a sweet guy. You know? He really was. But we just couldn't, we couldn't make it work because there were things that he wanted that I was not there for, you know, like I wasn't there anymore in my life. And okay. So that's where the age gap issue came about.
Gotcha. Yeah. You know, it's so funny because I think that one of the things that I look at is conversation in a relationship. And if you are at least a generation younger than me, I don't think we could have those type of conversations. I feel that the type of conversations that he would bring up, I would not get, understand, you know. So, for example, like if I were to date somebody my age, you know, we can talk about like, hey, remember when, or, you know, we can reminisce and, you know, but, you know, a guy who is 25, 30, you know, huh?
We weren't talking much.
You're not worried. Well, maybe that's why you guys were not talking much, because what was there to talk about, you know? I mean, yeah, that you guys could actually have a, you know, a conversation about, you know, with, you know, a guy that who is so 10 years younger than you.
I mean, we talked about other things, but not really. We didn't really talk much. It was more of dancing, drinking, and, you know, adult. You know what I mean?
Like, no, you guys were having fun, and
lots
I think
so fun. Oh. Ooh, boy, like, I think that's why I stayed for so long.
How long did you stay for?
Don't ask me this.
Jesus. Why not?
Because I feel embarrassed, but I will say it. Okay, so it was like an off and on kind of thing, because I knew at the end of the day this was not the guy for me, but I fell in love with him. I really, truly did. I truly fell in love. With, I don't know, that spark that he had, this idea that life was bigger and greater. Because I feel like when you hit a certain age, life hits you in the face. Pah! Mm-hmm. It's like, that's not what's going to happen. This is real life. This is how it goes.
Yeah.
And you almost... I don't want to say the older you get, the less hope you have. It's not that you lose hope, but you become more realistic about your dreams. And then you realize that the dreams you had at your 20s, fucking crazy. They were not. They were crazy.
You're like, no, I mean, I completely understand, because I remember, like, my mentality, how it was when I was in college, and I was like, I'm gonna save the world. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna change the world, and you know, life is beautiful, and
that's,
you know,
what I fell in love with him, because he still had that. Mm-hmm. He still had this idea of, I'm gonna save the world.
He was very idealistic.
Yeah, and it almost rubs on you like that this dream, this hope. And I'm at that age where I'm like, damn, I'm losing that dream. I'm losing that hope. So I like that vibe.
I wanted to feel that again.
Feel that again. Mm. Because I felt like life was hitting me hard. I was like, dang, what I thought I was going to be in my 30s, I'm not. So he gave me that hope, that that childness inside of you that makes life so much fun. Right. And that's what I fell in love with.
Aww.
And that's the only thing we connected, but
that's so
it lasted
pretty.
4 years, okay? Four freaking years.
4 years, off and on.
Off and on. Mm-hmm. I was not... It's not like we were in a serious relationship, but it lasted 4 years, off and on, where we would text each other back and forth. We'll stop talking for like 2 months, then back on again. And every time I felt like life was pushing me to like a dark place, he was like my light. Like I wanted that light. So I think that youth, that young, that hope, I wanted that. I'm like, I remember my 20s. I thought I could change the world. I thought I could freaking be some... God has some crazy... Not that they were crazy dreams. They really were, because life is showing me a different aspect of what life it really is. And I don't know. I just like that about him. That he was young and hopeful and still had these unrealistic dreams, if you ask me.
It almost sounds like you fell in love with that little boy inside of him. You know, that you know, it brought out the little girl inside of you, you know. And for a moment, you're like, you were just, you know, two kids having fun.
Yeah.
We're in the moment.
Having fun in the moment. We would do some real just... random but just fun things every weekend, and it just, I don't know, he just made me feel like life wasn't all about work, being a mom, being a sister, all these responsibilities that come to you as you get older.
Gotcha.
They kind of sometimes I feel like they suck the life out of you.
They weigh you down. Yeah.
So this is this young guy that's like, no, I don't have all these responsibilities. I just want to have fun. And I'm like, yeah, me too. Like, help me get the hell out of my reality.
He was your
escape. He was my escape.
Escape.
He was.
Mira. Oh, my gosh. Well, he sounds like a good person, but it just doesn't sound like he was your person.
He was definitely not my person. I mean, he would have been I think I would have been taking care of diapers.
Mm.
If I would have been with him in like a serious relationship, he would have been like another kid I would have to take care of. But it was nice while it lasted. It really was. It was fun. It was a fun thing. But I really do think that age does play a big factor, depending on what do you want your relationship to look like. If you want some, like for me, I guess, speaking for myself, I don't want to be the one that has to care for someone financially or, I mean, emotionally, I get it. You have to kind of be there for that person, but I don't always want to be the one having to be the one making sure everything is safe. I don't want to be the one that's protecting. And that's what it felt like with this 20-year-old. I felt like I was taking care of him, not just financially, but emotionally. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want that. Like, at the end of the day, I want
I'm sorry, go ahead.
At the end of the day, I want someone that's going to take care of me and make me feel safe. And that wasn't him, but that's all right. It is what it is. And then
you know, it's funny because, like you, I don't see nothing wrong with women dating younger men. I really do think.
I just, if you do date young, here's my thing, and this is my, people not might not agree, but if you date young, you have to be willing to know that they're not going to be very mature. They're might, you might have, they're not going to be financially stable. They're still trying to figure shit out.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think there's nothing wrong with dating a younger man if you understand that, you know, with that comes...
great stamina, great sex, yes.
Besides that, but it also comes the it's not going to be a long-term thing. It's going to be something just for the moment.
It could be your Sancho, you know, your side piece.
It could be your Sancho, you know. It could be someone mm-hmm. that you have fun with,
ooh,
you know.
That's so fun.
But something long-term, you know... You know, sometimes it does work out, but for the most part, it's not. It's not going to work out. And that's okay. I mean, if you're looking for that temporary person, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, more power to you. So.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, more power to you. But I do got to say.
What?
The sex was great.
Was it?
I mean, the shit we would do, girl, yes. We would, man, I remember.
You're reminiscing.
Oh, I will never forget those times.
Those times.
That was like the best part of it,
of
I
course,
think.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from shitty conversations and right. him rap, shitty rapping, but he thought he was a rapper. I was like, you're not. You stop. But I would smile. I know we're gonna do some fun stuff tonight.
Oh,
so all I had to
God.
Do is smile. Oh yeah, you're so good. Oh yeah, I think you could be a rapper. I'm like, dude,
this, he thought this, he was a rapper. Oh
girl,
Jesus.
He couldn't rhyme.
What young guy don't think he's a rapper, you know, back when
and
they're
then,
in their 20s.
Oh my God, he would send me these TikTok videos where I'm like, I don't get it.
Rapping? Or what was he
him
doing?
Him rapping. Oh. Him. It's like, this is my
girl. You gotta show me one of those.
This is my
I gotta
career.
See that
I'm
one.
Like, dude.
Oh, he did. You never told me about that. Oh, you gotta.
Yes.
You gotta
career.
Show me those.
I was like, this is not your career. Jesus, help him. Show him the light that he sucks.
I'm sure he did. Jesus,
he
like
sucked. He sucks so bad. He couldn't even write. I mean, if you put the word cat. And you told him to rhyme the word cat. Mm-hmm. He couldn't rhyme that shit.
No? Oh, my
but
God.
But he thought he was doing some good shit. I was
well,
like,
let him. Well, you kind of told him he was good, so he's like,
well,
yeah.
I had to lie, so I had to build his ego up so uh-huh. then I knew the night and the end of the night would be great. If I fucking broke his ego, you know shit ain't going to hit mm-hmm. at the night. So I was
yeah.
like, oh, man, that's so good. Oh, and then I'd be like, you could do this. I mean, I think you're going to be great. You could be the next Eminem, but you know. I was lying, girl.
I know,
was like,
pobrecito.
He, pretty poor guy. He could not. But that's how amazing this is. When you're 20, you think you have this idea about life that mm-hmm. you're so good or you're gonna make it, and then wait till he hits my age, and when the freaking agent tells him mm-hmm. get the hell out of my fucking door.
He's like, I had some girlfriends that said that I could, you know, become a rapper, so that's why I'm here.
And this is me. I was just trying to get laid. I'm just kidding. No. He was not good. But
let him.
I didn't want to break his little heart.
Well,
his little hopes.
You know,
life will do that.
He will. Like, he's out there somewhere, you know. And, you know, once in a while, he'll think about you and he'll be like, gosh.
She believed in me.
She was a good one, yeah. So just know that
I should have told him the goddamn truth.
No,
you did
good. You sometimes you gotta tell him those little lies once in a while. Well, that story was awesome. Thank you so much for giving us that wonderful.
But what about you? You don't have any stories about your age?
You know what? How about if we talk about it on another session? How's that?
Bus driver Joe? You want to talk about bus driver Joe next time?
I don't know no bus driver Joe, okay? I don't know who you is talking about, but I am not talking.
She's lying, guys.
No, hold up, no.
Okay, next time, you'll tell the story.
next time I will tell a story. I don't know if it'll be about dating a younger guy, but
diapers or what's the old folks that wear the diapers? What's that?
Depends.
Are we gonna talk about diapers or demands?
No, we're gonna talk about relationships, but the topic, we'll bring it up on the next session. Well, okay. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Now this is Raquel
and Brittany
signing off. Thank you.
Diapers.